This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. I don't know if you remember this. It's been a couple of months, but the Western allies have been working on a price cap for Russian oil that's transported by sea. They are still working on it, but now at least we've got some specifics. A European diplomat said today they're thinking somewhere between $65 and $70 a barrel for the aforementioned cap. Marketplace's Lily Jamali has more.
The very idea of a price cap rubs a lot of economists the wrong way. Count among them Tom Tseng, director of the School of Energy Economics at the University of Tulsa.
Personally, I'm a free market person. I hate when governments intervene in the marketplace.
Still, Tseng says he gets the push to place a cap on the price of Russian oil as a way to punish Russia.
Because, yes, the oil revenue, we know a portion of it goes towards supporting their war with Ukraine.
The goal of a cap is to keep Russian oil flowing to the global marketplace while limiting Russia's revenues, says Mark Finley, a fellow at Rice University's Baker Institute.
It's an admirable thought, but it looks like it's actually shaping up to be pretty toothless in practice.
Toothless because a cap at, say, $65 to $70 a barrel probably isn't far off from the discounted price Russia is offering its oil for anyway. That's according to Ellen Wald, president at Transversal Consulting.
If you want to cap it at, say, $50 or $40, that would be a more significant price cap, and that would cut into Russia's revenue more.
Some countries like Poland and Lithuania want a cap closer to $20, which by some estimates is what it costs Russia to produce a barrel of oil. But too punitive a cap could prompt Vladimir Putin, in an extreme scenario, to halt sales of Russian oil, says Trey Cowan of the Institute for Energy Economics and Financial Analysis.
But since, you know, the markets are so interlinked, it would be really bad for the rest of the world.
Driving oil prices higher as many economies are already slowing down. I'm Lily Jamali for Marketplace.